Teenagers have always been fascinating, bewildering creatures. Think of Romeo and Juliet or Jim, "You're tearing me apart, Stark," in Rebel Without a Cause. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick is here with two new stories of teenage Sturm und Drang, including one with an unusual journey to becoming a novel. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Well, I still haven't seen Hamilton, but I did manage to get that other hottest of Broadway tickets, Dear Evan Hansen. And now I've read the novel it's been turned into, thus indulging my weakness for YA books and everything high school. Evan Hansen is a lonely, anxiety-ridden kid who gets a quirky assignment from his therapist. To counteract his negativity, every day he's supposed to write himself a letter. "Dear Evan Hansen, today is going to be an amazing day, and here's why." The trouble starts when a bully at school takes one of these notes away from him and then still has it in his pocket when he commits suicide. The grieving parents find the letter in their son's pocket and thus convince themselves that their friendless son had a best friend after all. To complicate matters, the dead boy's sister is Evan's secret crush. She's dubious at first because she knows darn well these boys weren't friends. But as Evan maintains the fantasy of the relationship, afraid to break the parents' hearts any further, even she begins to fall for the story. Evan himself starts to believe his own lie, giving an impassioned speech at school about how every life matters that turns into an internet sensation. The novelization adds some new plot elements to the story, including ghostly appearances by the dead boy that offer more detail about the reason for his suicide. Someday in the future, when the rights are available, I predict this play will become the most popular high school musical of all time. Until then, this book would be a good gift for any teen reader, whether they've seen the play or not. Our second book is about teenagers, but definitely not for them. The Deeper the Water, the Uglier the Fish, by Katya Apakina, is a fractured Southern Gothic about growing up in a family full of mental illness and self-absorbed artists. Edith and May are in their mid-teens and living in New Orleans when their mother, Marianne, attempts suicide. Poor Edith is the one who interrupts her partway through the process. Marianne is hospitalized, and the girls are sent to New York City to live with their father, a famous novelist named Dennis Lomax, whose entire oeuvre is based on his obsessive love of their mother. Marianne was his mentor's daughter and decades younger than he. He met her when she was a little girl and barely waited until she was legal before marrying her. His daughters arrive in Manhattan to find Dennis completely unqualified for parenting, but intrigued by his daughter's potential to unblock his writing. "We are such exciting material," says Edith sarcastically, little mirrors in which he can stare at himself even more. While Edith is desperate to get back to New Orleans and take care of her mother, 14-year-old May develops her own obsession with her father. When Edith gets a ride out of town, the unhealthy relationship between May and Dennis blossoms, and the seeds of another generation of artistic insanity are planted. The book has a complex and ambitious structure, a whirl of first-person accounts by the two sisters and many minor characters, along with letters, journals, and notes from the psychiatric hospital. The Deeper the Water, the Uglier the Fish is a debut novel, and it does have some rough edges. But if this author keeps moving in the direction she's going, we could be looking at another Lauren Groff or Donna Tartt.
Wow. The books are Dear Evan Hansen by Val Emich and others, and The Deeper the Water, the Uglier the Fish by Katya Apakina. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.